His job was to manage funds for U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Instead, he directed payments to the tune of $47,000 into his own bank account. Michael Hayes was sentenced to 29 months in prison last week for a theft of government property and filing a false tax return. He was also hiding money from the IRS in a Swiss bank account. Here to discuss all of this is Ken Bricker. He's a partner at Dixon Hughes and Goodman. Mr. Bricker, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're talking about some of the signs that managers need to keep an eye out for when it comes to possible fraud or embezzlement within the workplace. What should they watch for?
Well, there's actually a lot of things that really, when you think about them, they're common sense. An outside auditor or even inside managers and auditors would call the red flags. The obvious ones would be an employee lifestyle change. You know, if they've got expensive cars, jewelries, homes that exceed what their lifestyle should be. $80,000 a year employee has a $1 million home. There's obviously a personal problem or some type of problem. Watching it before it gets there, any employee that has a lot of debt and has credit problems, if you see them in the workplace and you hear them complaining to other people about their debt and about their personal problems, those are things to watch. The regular behavioral changes with use of drugs, alcohol, gambling, that type of thing. That's usually an indicator something is wrong and could be happening. A big one, refusal to take vacations, sick leave, promotions. If they're in a position where they have opportunity to do something, they need to be there to cover up whatever it is they're doing.
So they wouldn't even take a vacation or sick time or anything. I would have thought it would have been the other way around, but no, they got to stay so they can cover their tracks.
That's exactly right. They need to be there to make sure that that they are they've got control over whatever it is they're doing.
Now, we don't know all of the details in the USAID case, but this person did steal money, although a lot of his penalty in jail is because of IRS violations. But nevertheless, he did steal or embezzle federal funds. What are the kinds of controls that should be in place to make sure that doesn't happen, other than observing people? Aren't there controls in the systems, in the financial systems, that can prevent this?
There are controls, and one of them, let's start with that vacation. You want to make sure that people are taking paid time off every year and not taking a day off here and there, but make sure that there's a rule in place that they have to take a week off straight during a particular year. And during that time period, the paperwork should not be stacking up on that person's desk. Somebody should be doing their job for them. There's a lot of other things that need to be put in place. Sometimes, for instance, in this particular case, there was a lot of opportunity for the person to have funds transferred. Well, if we have different thresholds on the amount of funds that can be transferred from one place, in this case, to this individual's personal account, if thresholds are different, it may have slowed that some. Surprise audits of checks, of different transactions that are being done. Make sure that they're being done on a regular basis and on a surprise. A lot of companies are now starting to do annual review of credit reports. They're checking their employees' credit reports on an annual basis. Watch the bad debt within a particular company or organization. Make sure that bad debt is not on a rise. Rotate jobs. This particular individual did 20 years as a government employee in a single position. Now, apparently it was moving job from location to location, but he did 20 years as a government employee and immediately upon retirement was given that same job as a government contractor.
So he had been in the same job for years and years and years. Even after he retired, he still had that kind of access.
That is correct.
We are talking with Ken Bricker. He's a partner at Dixon, Hughes, and Goodman. We're learning a little bit more about what you need to watch for to make sure you're not getting ripped off in the workplace. So what's some of the latest thinking then about how prevalent this actually is? Is this going on in a lot more than we realize, or not as much?
I believe it's going on a lot more than we realize. And it is certainly on the rise, and it always in times of economic lows, which we're in right now, that's when it typically goes up. And statistics are showing it is going up right now. They are catching a lot more people doing things, all types of fraud, waste, and abuse. So it is on the rise right now. One thing that I would note, that most statistics that you read show that the government organizations themselves have the lowest experience of these types of losses. But it's interesting to me that in this particular case, the individual was caught, as you had pointed out at the beginning, with about $40,000, and in total, in I think five counts, somewhere around $100,000 of theft. But this individual had also opened a bank account in 1996, putting about $1 million in there. At that time, he was a government employee. During the period and what he's going to have to pay for, at one point in 2006, he had over $4 million of a bank account, of which he's only having to going to be required to pay back about half of that. So even though we're saying that the government agencies, government entities have the lowest losses, I believe that is the side where we're not catching it all. Even though it's prevalent out there, I believe the people internal to the government is where we're not catching it. And a lot of that is because those agencies that we have as our watchdogs are in the same position as these other government employees. They don't have the personnel to do what they need to do. We've got some lower paid employees serving as watchdogs for us, and I think that's where our problem really lies. I think a lot of the government contractors and commercial businesses are better able to oversee what they are this type of issue happening, even though, again, it is on the rise. I think it's within the government organizations themselves that we the taxpayers need to have the biggest concern over.
Can one person steal on their own? Does it take complicity of two people, or merely just the other people not looking?
The complicity is typically there in some fashion, and in many of the cases, there is more than one person involved, but it can be done alone. And as you've rightly said, it's not done maybe with someone who's stealing with you, but someone who just is too lazy to look at the right in the right areas to catch you.
So what should people that don't have access to the financial function directly, like a program manager, but it's their money ultimately, what can they do right away to make sure that they can minimize these possibility of these losses?
Just a lot of oversight. Watching for those red flags that we talked about earlier, keeping an eye on that. If they don't have any oversight of the financial records themselves, where they're able to, you know, run reports to determine whether it's there, insurance, bonding, making sure that all the, in case it does happen, making sure that all the right things are in place to get us repaid if something does happen.